The National Rifle Association usually fights any proposal that could erode a person's right to bear arms, but the association strongly supports this bill. It only affects those who are diagnosed as being an imminent danger to themselves or others. Governor Rick Scott is being pressured to veto the bill. Dana Farmer with Disability Rights Florida laid out her group's concerns in a letter.
When people hear that you may be placed on a list, even for just going in for a voluntary examination, we're afraid that it may dissuade people from seeking voluntary assessments and perhaps voluntary hospitalization. And that's very worrisome.
The governor's office has logged 20,000 emails and phone calls requesting a veto. Scott could avoid the controversy simply by not signing the bill. Unless he opts for a veto, it will go into effect July 1st, with or without his signature. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.